चुनिया सर पे डाले है ये चुनिया क्यों, हाँ क्यों। हो सोनी सोनी सी कुड़ी नू मौज में रहने दे ना दुनिया क्यों, हाँ दुनिया क्यों। है किन्नी शानदार कुड़ी ये कर देगी कमाल, इसे झूमने दे अपनी बीत दे, कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे, तू आज लगाने दे ठुमके हाँ चुमके, कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे, तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बन ठन के, कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे, तू आज लगाने दे ठुमके हाँ चुमके, कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे, तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बन ठन के, कुड़ी नू नचने दे।
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am a graduate of Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Mishuda. I am 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena at NC Smith.
I'm Fatia, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're going to be joined by our friend Fahim shortly. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate. I completely zoned out there for a second.
So who would like to get us started?
Yeah, I'm going to get the books. I'm going to get my books first.
What book do you have to share today, Fatia?
This is the picture. She drew a rainbow book. And do you want to tell what happened, book?
What the time does. Hearts and trees and a big rainbow flying tree and a pizza and a lollipop.
A lollipop.
And house with a tree on top. It's a wrap. And that's all. It's quick.
So you created the book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the book she created.
It's the book that I created.
What inspired you to write that book or to draw that book?
So what inspired me was my mind. I think this book and I made it spark early. You like Fatia's.
Yeah. So the binder inspired her to create a rainbow and a lot of trees.
And a pizza.
I just want to eat it.
Well, I especially liked the part with the pizza. And the trees were really cool, too. I mean, I liked all of it, but the pizza was a surprise. I like when books have little surprising elements in them. Thank you for sharing your book, Fatia.
You're welcome.
Mashuda, did you have a book you wanted to share?
Yeah, I have a book, I Was Here, by Gail Forman. I just found the book on the library and I started reading it a little bit, and I'm going to read it more. But like, you know, I was here, you could take it like so many ways. Like, I was here, meaning you could take it in a like depressing way, or like, I was just here, you know, you write it in a shirt. Like, I was here at this specific place. But so far from reading this book, like, I was here takes a very deep and just like suicidal meaning to it, because like her friend, you know, her friend, like, she's depressed and she commits suicide by drinking industrial cleaner on a motel. And then she discovers what happened, like why she did that. She was actually getting, you know, bullied by her old roommate, and the friend finds out that the suicide might not be a suicide, because it, you know, she finds more to it. And then the story, you know, and then it takes like, and then like her journey of taking the revenge of her friend and finding justice for her friend, and how she copes with it. Because, you know, she didn't, first of all, she thought like it didn't hit her that much, but then as she was discovering the mystery, like, you know, it's hitting more. So I'm excited to read and find out what happens.
That sounds really interesting and maybe a little heavy. But
yeah. I think, like, I don't know, like, I didn't read any of her book, but just like judging by the book, which I shouldn't have done, it has like, If I Stay, or I Have Lost My Way. It's like both of the titles have like two, in my opinion, have like very different opinions, and it could take it like very positive way and also very negative, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I read If I Stay a long time ago. And it wasn't a light read, but it was a very interesting, and it was a nice read, even though it had some tough topics. It was really sad, but it wasn't a hard read, but it was a sad read, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hope you continue to enjoy that book. How about Amelia? Do you have a book to share?
Yeah. I'm still reading the collection of short horror stories from over there, but I've also like remembered something from when I was really little, a comic I used to read, which I found out very recently was actually inspired by a book series, and that the comic did not come first. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Witch and Wizard by James Patterson.
I have.
I have no idea what this is about, because I remember having the comic, and I vaguely remember the covers of both of these books as I look at them on my phone, but I think I only read the comic, and that's all I remember from it. So I actually have no idea what Witch and Wizard is about, but I have these vague memories of it. So I don't know if any of you have ever heard of this story.
I have heard about the story, Amelia.
I just thought it was interesting because I was so sure that this was a comic series and that it could not have ever been anything else. But it turns out the larger story is actually a series of books. And I guess there are more comics as well. So I thought that was interesting.
Do you remember what the series is about?
No, because looking back, I don't even think I was reading the first in the comic series. I think I was reading like the second book. So I had a very warped idea of what this story was about. I basically read this story in all the wrong ways.
I wonder if I can get a description. James Patterson writes primarily for adults, but he does have a few series that are for younger readers. That was one of them that was very popular, the Witch and Wizard series, and then Maximum Ride, which I think somebody talked about wanting to read.
Me?
As Lena?
When we brought him on the show that one time.
Yeah, and I think there's comics of that as well, but I'm not positive. I might be making that up. But I could read a description of Witch and Wizard number one. The world is changing. The government has seized control of every aspect of society, and now kids are disappearing. For 15-year-old Wistie and her older brother Wit, life turns upside down when they are hauled out of bed one night, separated from their parents, and thrown into a secret compound for no reason they can comprehend. The new government is clearly trying to suppress life, liberty, and the pursuit of being a normal teenager. Imprisoned together and condemned to death, Wistie and Wit begin exhibiting strange abilities and powers they never dreamed of. Maybe there is a reason they were singled out. Can this newly discovered witch and wizard master their skills in time to save themselves, their parents, and maybe the world? My guess is they do.
I'm guessing they do. I'm just surprised that the girl is supposed to be 15.
Did she read older to you or younger?
She looked older in the illustrations. She looked like an adult. But I don't know. Maybe that's the way they drew the girls in that book. I don't know.
That happens sometimes, both in comics and in TV shows too. I feel like often high schoolers are cast, like the people that are cast to play teenagers are often in their 20s.
Oh yeah, teenagers are always played by adults in movies.
It becomes shocking when they are actually played by teenagers.
Mm-hmm. But then sometimes that doesn't even matter, because I don't know if you've ever seen the cast of like anything like Stranger Things or It, but Finn Wolfhard looks like he's like older than me, and I know he's not. So I don't know what's in the water in Hollywood, but those kids like grow like 20 years in like 1 year. I don't know.
Who knows? The special sparkly water of fame. Who knows? All right. So Fahim, do you have a book you wanted to talk about today?
So I'm reading, like, I've read like 3 books so far, but like 2 of those books are about myths. About like culture or myths, but like they're in the library, so I need them to describe how they are, because they're kind of like different than other books. So, but like I'm reading this book, it's like, I know Amelia has read like all the series called Wings of Fire, but it's like the graphic novel version.
I can't even say I've read all the series anymore, because I could not get myself to enjoy Dragon Slayer. I could not make myself enjoy a book about humans in a series that was completely about dragons.
Yeah.
So it's funny, the Legends series, which only has 2 books in it, and are pretty much just extra stories. One of them is my favorite book in the entire franchise, and the other is my least favorite book in the entire franchise.
Yeah. So I just started from, like, the first book. That was the first graphic novel. I don't know if Amelia has read the graphic novel version, but I don't know if it's different or what, because I didn't read the chapter book, but the first book is called The Dragonite Prophecy. It's basically similar to the chapter version of this. It's about like 5 dragons with a prophecy that they have to fulfill to like end the war. And they just take like adventures and stuff to like know about other dragons and other clans and stuff to see what's like, to see the world, because they have been living in a cave for a lot of years. They have been growing up there. They have to, and then they just start like exploring their parents. Like they don't know who their actual parents are, so they're just in an adventure to like see the world and see if they can stop the problem that is occurring in their society.
The comic was very, very faithful to the actual book, so all 3 of, I think there might be 4 out now, but I haven't read the 4th one, but all 3 were very faithful to their actual book.
I actually read a book that's a graphic novel, it's a middle grade graphic novel, that a very small moment in the book has the characters bonding over their love of dragon books. And I thought of Amelia. But it's a very small moment, so it's not a spoiler. But the book I read is Shirley and Jamila Save Their Summer by Gillian Gurz. I'm not sure if I'm saying the author's name right. And this is the first in a series, which is exciting because I really liked it a lot. And so the main characters are Jamila Wahid and Shirley Bones. And Jamila is new to the neighborhood, and she's not looking forward to her summer because she's new to the neighborhood, so she doesn't have any friends yet. And she's scheduled to go to a science camp, which she is not looking forward to because all she wants to do is play basketball all summer because she loves basketball. And then she meets Shirley Bones, who is an unusual young woman that lives in the neighborhood who's the same age as her. They're both 10. And they manage to sort of team up and get their parents to agree that they can both not go to the camps that they're supposed to go to, and instead they'll hang out at the basketball court together, and they have sort of an agreed upon plan of like where they can be at all times so that their parents feel okay leaving them alone. And as they get to know each other, Jamila realizes that Shirley has some skills in deduction, that she's a bit of a detective, and that's something that people know about her, so they often come to her looking to help solve sort of the mini mysteries of childhood. But it also kind of leaves her as an outsider because she's a bit different, and she's often telling people things about themselves that they find creepy because it's like, how do you know this? Or maybe it's information that they don't want known or don't want to know. So she's a bit of an outsider, but she and Jamila become friends and solve a little mystery along the way. So it's fun because it's, you know, a couple young ladies both getting to know each other, but also like solving a crime. And so you get to, or a mystery, I should say. I won't say crime. They're solving a mystery and helping out neighbors. And it's a fun introduction because you get to know the characters while they're getting to know each other. And then the mystery's fun. And it's a graphic novel. So the way they kind of show the different clues and how she's figuring things out from what she's seeing is done interestingly in the graphic novel. So it's very fun. Highly suggest it to anyone that likes middle grade graphic novels.
Sounds like a good book.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I would definitely read the second one when it comes out, which I don't know when that is, but this just came out recently, so probably be a little while. But again, that's Shirley and Jamila Save Their Summer by Jillian Gores, or something like that. I need to figure out how to say her name. How I usually find out people's name is by trying to find an interview with them or a video where they say their name. They'll be like, hi, my name is blank. And then you're like, that's how you pronounce it. Yeah. Maggie Stiefvater. I forget how the song went. Stiefvater.
Steve, like the name. That's all I remember. Otter, like the animal, Stiefvater.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I will never forget that song.
That is a good song.
Yeah.
I don't have a song for my name, but I have a way of learning my name that one of my board members at the library taught me. So my last name is Shemitis, which is often pronounced wrong by many people. I've even pronounced it wrong before, and which is fair because I married into the name. But one of my board members at the library, when she first met me, remembered it by saying Shemitis at the park, Shemitis at the library. So it's like she'll meet us, but Shemitis. So Shemitis, there you go. It's not Comedies. It's not Shemitis. It's not Chamides. Fun times. Does anyone have anything else that they're excited for this week?
I'm excited for something.
What's that?
I'm excited for today because I'm having a sleepover with my friend today, and I'm very excited because we're going to go to her house, and she has a new cat because one of her cats died.
Oh.
And we're excited to get to know her.
That's fun. So you get to meet the new cat. Is it a kitten? Yeah.
No.
It's a big cat? Medium cat.
No. Just small one.
Cool. I would like to meet a kitten. Sounds fun. Does anyone else have anything exciting going on?
No.
No. That's fair. I don't know if I have anything exciting going on. I've been having some fun cooking and trying out new recipes, in part because we have a lot of zucchini. We're growing zucchini, and every once in a while, we'll have like a bunch of huge ones. And then once we're starting to finally like get to the bottom of the zucchini pile, then all of a sudden I realize that there's like 3 or 4 new huge ones on the plant. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving, but it means you have to get creative about how you make your zucchini. But it's fun. I like trying out new things. I like cooking. And this is the best time of year to cook because you have all the fresh produce. Mm-hmm. So that's
my parents
fun.
Are growing a little tomato plant on our deck.
That's nice. Yeah, we have some cherry tomatoes. They're fun to just pop in as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have anything they want to share before we go?
I do.
What's that, Fatia?
Supplies for my pencil.
Oh, for her pencil supplies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they don't get lost.
So she's getting organized.
Yeah.
I like doing that too.
Oh, she's using her rainbow cup to organize her pencils and pens.
And I like a lot of that.
So what recipes are you trying, Miss Emily?
I've been trying out all sorts of different recipes. This weekend I made a sweet potato, lentil, and zucchini curry that was very good. And then I also made a blueberry and cherry compote with a no-bake crumble that was a dessert. And that was very good. And we needed to use up some fruit that was not getting any fresher. So, and the zucchini as well, as I mentioned. So both very tasty. I mostly look up recipes online, but I do have some cookbooks too that I often make things from. And then actually I made two recipes that I found online, and then it turns out they have a cookbook that they wrote. So I put in an order for that at the library so I can borrow that from the library, check out some more recipes, see some pretty pictures.
I'm also trying new recipes. I mostly make the recipes on my own. Like, I just like to try new things. So yesterday, you know, there was leftover spinach, which was, you know, rotting and it was going bad. So I made pasta with, you know, egg pasta, and then I fried up some shrimp with like all the spices, and I made a pasta, and then with mango smoothie. Ooh. With just mangoes and milk. And yeah, it's good.
Sounds very nice.
But right. This thing was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My husband often teases me when I call food delicious. So he thinks it's funny the way that I say things are delicious, which I don't think is that funny, but it's okay. I don't mind. But anyways, I'm glad your food was amazing.
Oh, amazing.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone listening has a great week and reads lots of good books and meets lots of good cats and organizes some stuff and makes some good recipes. Have a great week. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
times, but we can't.